A Springfield man who spent 30 years in prison is free this morning with no cash bail or GPS monitoring required. Prosecutors still have to decide whether to put George Perrott on trial again for a 1985 rape, but the judge who overturned his conviction has sent them a clear message about how he views this groundbreaking case. WBUR's Bruce Kellerman reports.
George Perrott has spent 30 years in maximum security prisons for a crime he's always denied committing. Twice he was sentenced to life. But 2 weeks ago, Bristol County Superior Court Judge Robert Kane ruled Perrott deserved a third trial because of improper scientific evidence used against him. Kane had to decide whether Perrott was to be released on bail. Prosecutors objected, arguing Perrott had repeatedly tried to break out of prison, jumped bail, and was a flight risk. But Judge Kane wasn't buying any of the prosecutor's argument.
The record before the court, which I have subjected to rigorous examination, makes me reasonably sure that George Perrott did not commit those grave offenses.
Judge Kane set George Perrott free pending retrial, which Kane thinks is unwarranted and would be unjust. The decision stunned those in court. Prosecutors had no comment. Perrott's family and friends were overjoyed.
I'm so happy he's coming home. I don't think we can celebrate enough for this.
Perrott's mother, Beverly Grant, fought back tears as a court officer unlocked her son's leg irons and mother and son embraced.
I'm just so happy they've given another chance.
Mr. Perrott, can I just ask you a quick question? What now?
I'm grateful for my team, my legal team. They did an unbelievable job. That's all I got to say right now.
He wants to go have a big steak.
Yeah, I want to go have a steak. Come on, let's get out of here. Come on, Mommy, get your stick.
Yeah, let's head out.
Come on, Mommy, come on.
Judge Kane ruled Perrott will have to report twice a week to a parole officer, be tested for drugs, and attend AA and Narcotics Anonymous meetings. But he didn't have to put up cash bail and won't have to wear a GPS monitoring device. Perrott has a construction job lined up and will be living with Sherry Ferson, a legal researcher with the Schuster Institute for Investigative Journalism, which helped investigate Perrott's case.
He has suffered so much, and the judge spoke to him like he was a decent human being, like he was wronged, and it was huge for him to hear that. 30 years, I mean, it's unconscionable what they did to him. And this wasn't just the jury got it wrong.
A jury convicted Perrott for the first time in 1985. He was 17. At his trial, the 78-year-old rape victim testified her attacker was clean-shaven and said Perrott, who had a mustache and beard at the time, was not the man who brutally assaulted her. Perrott's conviction was based on evidence later deemed wrongly admitted into the trial. He was tried a second time and convicted again. This time based on expert FBI testimony that a single hair found at the crime scene matched Perrott's. Florence Graves founded the Investigative Journalism Institute at Brandeis University.
The minute I saw his case and I saw that it involved FBI hair testimony, I realized that that was a huge red flag.
At the time of the crime, DNA evidence wasn't available. The FBI used microscopes, and its experts testified in 20,000 cases. But the FBI would later acknowledge that its experts entered flawed testimony in 90% of the cases it reviewed. In 5 cases, hair microscopy was used to obtain convictions that later led to executions.
Many people in the scientific community knew decades ago, including the FBI, that hair microscopy testimony was being used beyond the limits of science.
Outside the New Bedford courthouse, reporters surrounded George Perrott and his family and friends as they left.
I got a good support team. I'm grounded. I'm good.
Did you ever lose hope after all those years?
No, absolutely. Of course. I've been in 30 years. A crime I didn't commit. Of course I lost hope.
It's all new for George Perrott. Cell phones and computers. All of those things we take for granted. Now, after serving in prison for 30 years, Perrott finally, if only temporarily, has the most precious thing of all, his freedom. It's still up to prosecutors to decide whether to continue to pursue a case against George Perrott. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.